Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Hello and welcome to Upside Daily. It's an absolute joy to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed to help you grow as a city changer in three distinct areas, in faith, love, and hope, so that you can live with these things in your life as a city changer, making an impact wherever you are in your world. This series is about starting over. Now, we've just started over a new year. Perhaps you're starting over a new career or a new you, or maybe you've just come through a season that has had so much disappointment in it, so much breakdown, that really it's not just the new year that's starting over. You're literally starting over. If that's you, then I do trust that this series will be extremely helpful for you. In episode 1-4 of the series, we looked at three myths and the implications of these three myths on our lives and how they deeply impact the way we think about starting over. In episode 5-8, I spoke about owning your past, a part of the past, so that you can come into a place of peace. Now, episode 9-12, you've just come along to episode 9. Over the next few episodes, I'll be speaking about how do you allow renewal to come to your mind? Because I do believe this is such an essential part of how we start over. And so this episode is simply titled, Not by Achieving, but by Receiving. Because so often when we think about the renewal of our mind, when we think about positive thought patterns, we really come to the conclusion that I have to try harder. But this podcast, this specific episode, is about the power of your thoughts, the power of the things that we actually allow to impact us. You might say, yeah, I've heard this before. You know, I've heard I need to think positively. But if I can keep you listening just for a few more minutes, I do believe that this is going to be a refreshing way to think about this. Because the way you think most certainly has the capacity to intervene and stop you from starting over in a way that will bring breakthrough to your life and at the same time bring glory to God. You see, this is more than just owning the mistakes and the disappointments of the past. It's necessary for me and you that something happens in our thinking. It's often our thinking that brought you to a specific place in life. In order for you to move on, these inaccurate thoughts, this inaccurate thinking needs to be demolished, and truth often needs to be re-established in its place. You see, the lie that you and I can get caught up in is the lie that says, if I just try harder, it will be different next time. And we end up thinking that trying harder, you know, achieving more will actually move our lives into places of fulfillment and significance. But let me tell you, not just from personal experience, but because I've had a ringside seat to many people's lives over many years of ministry, this is unfortunately not true. In the economy of God, and I use these words very specifically, in the economy of God, it's not how well you achieve that matters, but about how well you can actually posture yourself to receive. One of the scriptures I want to read you in this episode is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. When the Apostle Paul writes these words, he says, yes. I love that. You know, there's a sense of agreement. Yes. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything. That concept, more than enough of everything, actually means independently wealthy, needing nothing. It's huge. God has destined you to be independently wealthy. And it might not come from the economy of this world, but in the economy of God, He wants to lavish you with more than enough of everything, every moment, in every way, says His word. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing that you do. You see, in this portion of scripture, there's no reference to how hard you try. There's no reference of lack in any shape or form. There's only grace and celebration. I come from a Greek background, and I love just sometimes just looking at what the Greek, the original Greek for the New Testament says, and made this beautiful, interesting discovery. The word grace, charis, actually comes from the same root word as joy, chareo, which actually, if you just think about that, here's grace. Grace is God working on your behalf. Grace is you receiving what you have not deserved or earned. And yet, in this, you are favorably inclined. You are caused to celebrate, literally to experience or to receive God's grace and favor means that He is inviting you into a space of joy and celebration. Something happens on the inside of you when you recognize the work of God on your behalf. When you experience the grace of God, you rejoice. When you experience that grace has been leaning towards you, your response is celebration. Can I read this to you again? Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace, every form of celebration. Can I tell you, next time can be different. This year can be different. Starting over is not about how hard you're going to try this time. The success, if I can use those words, the success of starting over is about how well you're going to receive. You see, the level with which we receive the grace of God leads us into this moment of how well we get to celebrate. You see, this ultimately is about recognizing the things God has destined for you. And has given your life access to this by allowing your mind, your very thoughts, the very center of your life to be realigned around His thoughts and desires that He has for you. Just think about creation for a moment. Just think about where you come from. And if we go back to the Genesis story, we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in this moment of completeness, absolute joy, absolute honor, valor, bravery, respect, worth is being ascribed between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And out of this completeness, God shouts out at more than 320,000 kilometers per hour, "Let there be light." This is where we come from. It's no wonder that anything that is contrary to joy and peace and wholeness, the things that God has designed for you and me to live in, it's no wonder that anything that is contrary to that, fear and disruption and contradiction and inferiority and brokenness and stress, these things actually bring pain, even sickness, to our bodies. Because we were not born from this. You and I were born to receive joy, to receive wholeness, to receive, to live from wholeness. You see, sometimes you and I receive because we ask. You know, every Christmas our kids ask, you know, we ask our kids, "What would you like for Christmas?" They have the opportunity to say, and I see this in scripture too. I see in John 16, Jesus encourages His disciples. He says, "Until now you've not been bold enough to ask the Father for a single thing in My name, but now you can ask and you can keep on asking Him. And you can be sure that you'll receive what you ask for, and your joy will have no limits." And whilst Scripture encourages you and me to ask for the things, that we can potentially receive. What I'm speaking about today is receiving the things that we haven't asked for. The grace of God. You know, there's a difference between getting and receiving. All right, just hang on. It sounds like semantics, but we tend to have a mentality of getting things, not receiving them. You know, to get something means that you obtain this by struggling or by effort, even if it's small effort. If everything in life takes effort, you won't enjoy much of it and you'll be frustrated a lot. You see, when we recognize that getting things actually puts a burden on us because we have to figure out how to manipulate and control our environment and our circumstances to make them work out the way we want to. Whereas just receiving, the Bible doesn't talk about getting. Scripture teaches us about receiving. We receive faith. We receive life through faith, not our works. We receive healing through the wounds of Christ. We receive eternal life by believing on Him. You and I receive the gift of righteousness, the abundance of His grace. We receive authority from God to reign in this life. You know, this is sometimes difficult for us to understand because most of us were taught in this world that we have to earn what we get. We have to recognize that God is not for sale. You know, God, you can't buy or earn or deserve something from Him. His gifts, His forgiveness, His mercy, His grace, His favor, His salvation is free. And you and I could never, never do enough to earn that or deserve that from Him. Jesus paid the price so that you and I never have to pay or provide for these gifts. They're simply His gifts. We simply receive them. Can I take you back to the opening scripture of today, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, that says, yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, independently wealthy, remember, every moment and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Can I encourage you? Please do not spend your time trying to achieve something when really you should be spending your time rejoicing because you've received. Well, that's where I'm going to start off this section of this series, starting over. Because next time can be different, not just because we want it to be, but because we're planning for it to be. We're allowing God to work in us so it actually can be different. My name is Ioannis Dekus. It's a privilege and a joy and an honor to serve you with Upside Daily. If you want to dive in deeper or connect with me in today's episode, there are links. You can subscribe, do that. Subscribe and share. Share with your friends. Share this word. Please help me share it. If you want to connect to Doxodale Online Campus, doxodale.church, the link is there. In the next episode, I want to speak to you about WWIT. What was I thinking? But until then, live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.